Hey guys, welcome to TMI, the podcast with myself, Tina Brown, and Maisha.
I'm not saying my real name.
We're bringing you the exclusive news, the exclusive business, and just everything exclusive. So today we're going to discuss, actually before we get into that, happy Cinco de Mayo to everyone. Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo to everyone. We had tacos and margaritas.
I didn't have no margaritas.
So we're over here okay, like kind of feeling ourselves or whatever.
Not me. I went to church.
But anywho, how are you guys today? We're going to discuss a few things.
How are you going to ask them a question today?
We have two special guests today, two guys. They're going to come on later on in the show. But before we get into
Overton and Cal.
Maisha played too much, guys. Don't worry about her. But we're going to get into our segments. And the first segment of the day is the news. So we're going to basically discuss the news and what's occurred in the news, the daily updates.
Who know that?
You.
I didn't watch no news.
Girl, bye. You always, you the news. Hello.
Can you talk in your real
Hello,
voice?
Somebody.
What?
I'm talking better than they say. Amen.
That's not what how it goes. But okay.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Moving right along. So
we digress.
So, what kind of news you heard about today, Maisha? What's going on? What's the word on the street? We're going to do word on the street. What's the word on the street? You have to be prepared, Maisha. Prior preparation prevents poor performance. Come on,
that's
now.
Your favorite line, girl. You didn't even tell me we were about to do that. I could be prepared.
Let me tell our viewers something about us. See, we're real authentic and real. So when we come to you, we don't come rehearsed. We don't come with the plan. We just come and record.
Not today, but next week we will.
No, we're not. We're going to do everything off the dome. And we're going to be prepared, and we're just going to allow the Holy Spirit to move us. So this is a little spiritual mixed with a little ratchetness, mixed with a little, you know, realness.
Well, Joe Budden's and Sin Santana broke up.
Yeah, they did. I saw that. And they said they haven't talked in a while. How do you feel about that? Because I saw her playing the Beyonce Don't Hurt Yourself. Is that the song? That's what it's called?
Yes.
And she was getting it. I think she was feeling that. She was like, yeah, Joe Budden, don't hurt yourself.
As she should, because Joe be acting like an old-ass man, and he don't be wanting to give it up.
Mm. What you feel about giving it up, Maisha? We're going to go to the next question. And filled with the Holy Ghost.
And filled with the Holy Ghost.
Okay, so we
and
have...
I am a daughter of God.
Amen, baby.
And I am saving myself
for the
my
right
husband.
One. So wherever you are, husband, please come tickle her fancy.
No.
She need her coochie touched.
And that is
our other host of the show. Her name is Nika. She's kind of late. Arriving fashionably late.
As usual.
She have no type of time management whatsoever. So we're going to allow her to introduce herself, guys. What's your name?
What up, everybody? My name is Nika Neek on the ones and twos. Follow me at Driven to Be Fit 24.
Don't you plug herself, baby girl.
MLB Simone voice. You will not plug yourself on this podcast.
I didn't even get to say my name. Because...
Hello, my name is Maisha. You might know me as MJ.
You too sexy. Give me the mic.
Don't worry about me. I like long walks on the
Okay, everybody. You can follow me on Instagram at True Beauty, TrueBeauti, or on Facebook at Tina Brown. And
or
yeah.
In the world as Big Eyes as fuck.
Don't mind my co-host. They don't know how to act
Girl,
in public.
We all hosts.
Right? Co-shit. Co-my.
What's the topic?
Today we talking about the news.
Joe Budden.
We talking about Joe Budden and Santana.
That's what we just was talking about right now.
You just that came in on that. That they broke up.
Why they break up?
We trying to figure it out. You ain't spectate.
Should I go listen to it and come back?
I'm trying to figure out why only one person get to hold the mic. I need to hold the mic. I like to have control here. I just want to figure out why they broke up. They were just together in a relationship, but he must want to give out that D, that T.I.D.
The last thing about T.I.D.
T.I.D. was slanging today.
Hey, mind you guys, she's a whole married woman. And she talking about slanging. God going to rebuke her in the name of Jesus.
Expeditiously.
Just because you're looking at me don't mean you got to cheat.
Hey, I see why Tiny ain't leave him expeditiously. Because he was out.
Please don't allow that.
Ow. Somebody said.
Right. Why would you even tell him to look at the picture? Come on now. Okay, we have a few co-hosts in the, not co-hosts, but a few guests. We have a few guests in the building. We're going to shout out our first member is... Maisha call him Overton and Kyle. But our first member is Dez. You can follow him on Instagram at Mr. Smooth OP.
Yes, sir.
Our other guest is Tweezy Twan. He's a realtor in Atlanta. Top realtor, celebrity realtor. You can follow him on Bernard Jr. _ Brown. No. What's his name? _ realtor. Bernard Jr. _ realtor. He's a realtor in Metro Atlanta. If you guys looking for, you know, real estate or all those needs, we're gonna have a commercial where we have
these houses.
Where we have, you know, paid promotion. Right now, we're not trying to plug anyone. We're just giving you guys the opportunity to follow these amazing people on Instagram.
I know him since he was little.
Yeah, that's like his cousin or something.
Just like it.
And you know, he be putting it down on the player, so I've been knowing him since he was little too. What you mean? Wait, tell me, y'all. Dan said he need to change his name in Slang and D. I'm done. I did not want to hear that. I clearly just threw up in my mouth a little. Okay. We need to throw a flag on the play at this point.
This pregnant bitch got the nerve to have on these lace panties with these.
Right, let she get some D. Bitch, if y'all take them lace panties off. One day, listen. One day we're gonna put our video out here.
Why is she still talking like this
in the studio?
I just want to say this. I hate coming over to Brown's house. We asked Mr. Brown to come downstairs. This nigga cleaned the whole house. Mr. Clean, for real. He pulls the refrigerator out, sweep behind the refrigerator, take the motherfucking chairs apart. You ready for company? You go home and you didn't want to say nothing? Everybody didn't transfer to a whole nother couch. He mop shine in the floor.
He done moved my hair.
He done moved everything. Did y'all do there?
No. Watch it.
Okay.
He cleaned it expeditiously.
Expeditiously. Let me get my water.
So the ladies have a new word from T.I. called expeditiously. Meaning very speedy, fast paced.
Hold that up by it so they can hear you.
They can hear me.
They said in the middle of the podcast, Swan took a chair apart.
He took two chairs apart. Matter of fact,
he said he had three more to go.
Tomasa, I only got three more to go. You not about to play with us during our podcast at this point. Like, quit playing in our face, baby boy. It might be Simone voice.
Period. Don't want nobody to get hurt.
So seriously, guys, what's the tea today? Even though we don't have any tea,
ain't no tea.
We're gonna talk about
ain't no tea. We was drinking margaritas.
I heard you. You talking about my man knees again? I'm gonna get on your man stoop fast feet, baby girl, with them motherfucking two left feet he got over there. Come on, shaggy knees, no sloop feet, 2 feet, monkey.
Well, this is my issue. I don't got no man to talk about, so
I be Clark.
Girl, don't be saying that. What if he hear this shit?
He not gonna hear our podcast. He'll follow us. Okay, guys, listen. We're gonna talk about
the kids crying. Give me some advice about dating. That's what
Let's talk about dating. Dating. Yeah. I have a couple questions for our audience.
Yes, you can chime in.
What are you guys? You guys can email us too at myproductions@yahoo.com and answer these questions.
That's let Maisha
know.
Productions@yahoo.com.
Yes, let Maisha know some dating tips you guys have for her.
Tina, stop talking in that voice.
That's my regular voice, Maisha. What do you want me to do?
That is not your regular voice. You better get it together.
I can't.
All I'm going to say is, just don't tell him you ain't had sex in a long time.
Oh, you just told
You're recording,
him.
Desmond.
Oh, you just bad. Told him, Desmond.
Just don't tell him how long. Okay, come on, Des. You're our special guest. What advice do you have?
Why is she talking? Oh, my God. Why is she talking like that?
I'm over here itching.
Like, okay, like, Des. I knew you had the crabs. Okay, Des.
In her head?
Like something. Des, what advice do you have for Maisha when it comes to dating?
Des needs a mic.
Wait, Des, what advice do you have for Maisha when it comes to dating?
When it comes to dating?
All right, Maisha, when it comes to dating.
Oh, no, you're not going to start pinching me. You're not going
to do it. I
haven't moved. She was getting the startup.
All right, so the best thing I'm going to give you is to completely be genuine and be yourself. Because I know a lot of times.
Genuine, ride that pony. Okay. Not genuine. Okay.
I never see you act like that.
My bad. He said he didn't see me act like that. I didn't act like that.
Act like you're supposed to be there already. You acting like you ain't had none in a long time. But you do first date. I mean, you always want to.
Look at Toy. Act like he deserved it. Cracking up his head. He over there laughing like laugh out loud, nigga.
Finish this.
I mean, you want to definitely make sure that you're not wasting your time. So you want to ask the right questions about.
I gotta ask questions?
Wait, talk about you got to interview him. He called him Bob the Builder. She about to get slapped.
I called him Overton. So
so tell me.
Send the two man Taylor.
She kind of baited him a little bit, though. Your wife baited him a little bit, though.
She did. She feeding it to us.
Come on, one more, y'all.
Oh, I'm done.
Okay, one more.
All right, guys. All right, so you got to ask. You want to make sure you're not wasting your time, so you want to ask the right questions.
But, like, what kind of questions do I need to ask?
So, question. I mean, basically.
Color?
No, not like that. You don't really care. You want to ask the questions that matter the most, like specifically for
What's
women.
Your credit score?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to get there. That now on the first day, you want to save.
That's number one. Period.
That's too fast.
That's too fast. We need to know if y'all like together, baby boy.
That's not what you need to
ask. Twan, what should I ask?
I mean, but you don't want the guy to lie.
What I'm supposed to ask, Twan?
You ask me my credit score. You ask me my credit score. I'm gonna tell you a lie. I'm working on it.
You gonna fuck it or not? Okay, that's not. Don't ask that either.
Oh my God!
Come on, I got a disclaimer. This episode went viral. Period.
Okay, I'm ready, Des. Tell me.
Okay, so you want to ask stuff like, do you have any kids? You want to ask about the kids? I think you might have. You might already know that, but. Specific questions like kids wise,
you know, already know that?
What kind of job wise,
all that up on his Instagram already.
And then I'm gonna get Steve Harvey on it. You know, you want to ask, like, what are your goals?
And what type of questions should he ask? I mean, answer with the
girl,
goals.
Sit down.
It's still recording.
No,
So fine. you want to ask, like, what's your career goal so that it can align what you're looking for. At the end of the
and
day.
So now you talking like that.
I'm just saying.
Aligned.
I'm just saying indirectly but indirectly.
Can y'all talk to me like y'all talking to me instead of putting on your fake voice?
All right, so cool. You want shit. Okay.
Don't let her.
You want to say
my legs going to be in the ceiling.
Right, yeah,
I don't want it. No.
Okay.
Keep talking.
All right. So basically, you really want to just know how genuine of a person. What do he do outside of work? You know, what's some of his hobbies? You know, things like that.
How he treat his mama, basically, because the way he treat his mama is the way he's gonna treat you, queen, baby girl.
I mean, that might be like third or fourth
what
date.
His mama passed away, he beat you.
I'm glad they didn't hear that. They did not, because she's too far away. They didn't. Y'all didn't hear that. He is not gonna beat me.
Viewers,
his mama
please
dead.
Be aware that we have Crazy as a part of our co-host, which is Shanika.
Why is she talking like that? She cannot be a part of this.
Y'all, you should trust
I'm
her.
I'm editing her out.
She might go get her own show.
Clearly, that's how she acting.
She gonna leave, y'all.
I'm glad they can't see them beta beats in the back.
I can't see y'all. I'm editing all of this out.
Well, you don't want to wear bell bottoms to the first date.
So don't.
No, don't record me to go.
No bell. She wore them bell bottoms to church.
No, I did not talk about that.
What? You not micromanaging your household? You let them hurt. Where
I
else?
Told y'all change my pants. They're too big. Don't play with me.
And then you put some on that's too short.
They comfortable.
Okay. Next question.
What's the next question? Oh, next question for me to ask, or you want to ask? The next question you want to ask, I said hobbies. You want to know, like, financial wise. You want to know what his spiritual life is. That he got a church. Does
you
want to
know
kind of
if he
belief?
Can tickle the cat. Because if he can't tickle
you
the
probably,
cat,
you probably want
to
know.
Sit down.
Make sure he's slanging. Because if he ain't slanging, you got to be like, pop.
Make
that's
sure he.
Really, what she told me to do to do that work, talking about just go up to him and grab his. I'm like, what?
You want to see how many people he been with, which means
what?
You know.
That don't matter.
You don't ask
Nobody
that question. That.
Oh, you want to make sure he's slang in D. You know what I mean?
You need to ask. You do not ask that question.
How many
but
people
in your
been
adult
with?
Life? Why does that need
that
to matter?
Well, because if he's, first of all, you want to know if he's in and out of relationships. If he's in and out of relationships, that means.
That's a different question then.
It does matter, right? It matters.
Question. That don't matter who he been with. Why does that matter?
I mean, I'm not asking who you been with. I mean, like, yeah, how many people you been with is like, because you want to know.
You probably want to tackle a virgin. If he's a virgin, you probably want to tackle.
She a virgin for 6 years. Yes, she is.
Stop telling my business.
My bad.
But he's going to ask you the same thing. So you got.
No white dress at her wedding.
But also, you want to be.
I can't wear a white dress at my wedding.
You want to be very. You want to be directly with your questions because he's gonna ask them right back. What you give is what you're gonna get back. So if you ask him, like, well, how many people have you been with your whole life or whatnot? You know, then you know if he can't count on two hands. And
you might
mean he just tickling them. So you just another person. You know what I'm saying? You want to, but you do want to know how.
Pass the mic. Next question.
You want to know how important you are to...
Okay, this is some advice that I would give at Maisha for dating.
Here she
goes. And the first thing I would say is to...
She's high school when she started.
I would ask him, like, what is his spiritual beliefs? Because you don't want anyone that don't believe in God.
Dan said that.
Exactly, but I'm giving my input. Okay. So... That's first. Number one, is he spiritual? Like, what do he go to church? What's his belief? Is he non-denominational? Or is he, like, Baptist? Or do he, you know, Christianity?
Now, that's
irrelevant.
Like, I would rather know how many mates he's
been
with.
That's definitely irrelevant.
Know how
as long
super
as he believe in God, he believe...
Some people believe in the most high power. They don't
but
believe in God.
Believe
so that's
Father,
why I said
Son,
that.
But he believes... God
does he
God.
Accept God as his Lord and Savior?
He might not. He might say that I don't believe in God, but I believe in a spiritual being that might be a Most
no,
High.
That don't make
say,
it no different.
Though.
Right, but I'm just saying you might want y'all got to relate at some point. So, like, what were y'all relating?
What'd you say?
Yo, we all non-denominational.
Not everybody. Because some people might
I'm
be Baptist.
In this room, we go to a non-denominational
right,
church.
But I'm saying that probably might not be his beliefs. He might say, well, I don't go to an... I'm not non-denominational. I'm a Baptist.
He
so I have to attend a Baptist church.
Mean. He
don't.
He might.
This is just first date. We just trying to get to know each other.
So then you're going to ask him, that's you know. You're going to, you gonna, no, you're not going to ask
not
him that.
I'm asking that at no date.
You're going to ask him.
You're not going to ask him how many mates he with, but you're going to ask him.
I don't want to know if he's slanging D, because that's not what's on my mind at this point in my life.
I mean, you want to get there.
You eventually, you want to figure out what's priority in his life. Basically, do he have the same common interests as you?
Talking about slang and D.
I didn't say that. That was Desmond. But what I'm saying.
First and foremost, you need to figure out what you want. Stop trying to figure out what he wants.
That is what she wants. But that is what she wants.
I'm preaching better than y'all saying that.
Okay, Pastor Gregory.
If you don't know what you want, you don't know how to pursue what you want. So what do you want out of a man?
Amen, Pastor Brown.
Girl, shut up.
So what do you want out of the man, Aisha? Let's start right there. Because maybe one of your listeners...
Des, why is you talking about slanging D?
Des needs some at this point. Dude, maybe one of your listeners might be interested and want to ask you on a date. We already see that.
Not
late.
during our podcast.
That's what you're not going
to
do.
You missed the news section. You ain't want to tell them that when we was at the news?
Hennessy has a lot to do with people slanging D, though.
Des, why is you still talking about slanging D?
I swear to God, Des needs something, because you don't give him none. Get him something tonight, my nigga. Because he been talking about slanging his little thing all day.
He get some. He was doing all this
at the table. Like, come on, baby boy.
Say Dez gonna put that 1 pound on that
mushroom.
Yeah. Little though. He ain't little.
Oh my, that's disgusting. I'm
gonna
throw some
on
my
Dez,
mouth.
Good Lord.
Oh my goodness, guys. Come don't
stop talking in that fucking thing. Oh my God, guys. Your
ghetto
ass don't talk like that.
Okay, I'm gonna be on my real voice. Say over here Hayden. But my Maisha, like Mr. Brown said,
Tina,
what?
Your
okay.
fucking name, Tina.
Okay, I'm gonna be real. You be real. Okay, talk okay, like okay, that. Okay, okay, Mr. Brown, like Mr. Brown stated.
Who the fuck is Mr. Brown? Call him his name.
Okay, like Twan stated, he said that you need to know yourself before you can pursue whoever you want to be. So, how do you feel? Like, are you feel like you're ready for the dating stage, or what is your thoughts?
I'm scared of it.
Why are you scared? You should not have any fears.
You see why I'm over here? She fought me when I was out here.
That's exactly why I said the one scene.
Really? Why would you say it while we recorded? I'm trying to figure out, is there limits or is there not limits?
First she asked, did you fart?
Right! Like, who does that? We recorded, my nigga.
When you got bottom, you go straight to the bottom, though.
You got no.
I'm trying to talk about my life.
Your dating life. And at this point, they don't want to hear it. They keep changing the subject.
Okay, go ahead.
What are you scared about in the dating life?
Why is that your fear? What's holding you back?
I have not dated in my adult life. I don't know how to date as an adult.
So then prepare yourself to date.
Hey.
You practice for that job interview. Why you can't practice for the date?
I did not.
So do you need to practice? Should we have a live date like night? So you can pretend that one of the guys is your date.
Are you going to talk like that?
I'm not going to be a part of it. The guys are. Our special guests, Twan and Des.
Do this? I mean, we married, so let's do a plug real quick.
Let's do a plug.
You're single? Kind of give them some of the things you're looking for. Get her up at
this same
okay. This is not black people meet. However, Maisha is single and looking. So yeah. If you're interested in Maisha, yeah. Follow her on Instagram at MJAEMJAY.
Sometimes business
got to
be
MJA, right? That's how
you gave them so many letters.
That's your Instagram, right?
EM.
It's MJA, EMJA.
My regular Instagram.
Yeah, so whatever it is, follow her.
MJA.
MJA.
That's her initials.
EMJAYAYE.
That shit long.
What? That is not long. True booty?
What? Booty is not a part of that. Because I clearly have none. Anyway.
Real
ass bitch
get fucked by a nigga. That's what you say with the niggas. Real ass bitch get fucked.
Okay, crazy want to talk.
So I'm going to tell you, I don't give a fuck about a nigga. Then
no, you need to come over here. Because this is our couch. That's the special guest. I'm not going to pinch you. No, you're not supposed to sit on that.
Oh, I sit on that all the time.
Her whole booty all the time. I always sit on that. Why he asked if it was a booty chair?
A booty chair? What is a booty chair?
Let's go. I swear to God, Nika, please give him some tonight. Because he's been horny for the last hour on the real.
I'm just keeping it real. Keep
for real.
He got to check his pants.
I'm just, come on now. Yes. Y'all
about to, come on. You got that pre coming over there, huh?
Tina. Said that boy itchy.
Don't make it worse. He said that boy itchy.
He said that 5 minutes ago. I just
heard it because she repeated it. Sorry. Twine. Okay, crazy, go. Go crazy. So this is crazy.
What up, y'all? I'm back. It's Nika Neek. Sit back. Let me talk to her. Maisha.
Don't touch me, Tina.
So, in a relationship, me personally, fuck, dating stage is always the stage where you listening, you being an active listener. So you kind of want to see where he's going to start this off. So if he started first and say something, then that's where you're going to come in and put your 2 cents. But from the looks of things, both of you guys don't know how to have a relationship because he don't know how and you don't either. You're smiling.
What are you talking about? Because we're not talking about anybody in specific.
It's only one specific person that we...
No, we're not talking about anybody in specific. We talk about in general. She's single, and we're talking to our listeners right now. So if they're listening, they can hit her up because she's single.
Yeah, we do. So
we're gonna have them.
We got them. We're gonna put this out, and we're gonna have them. Okay, speak that into existence.
We got them.
Look, I mean, even though she has to have her options open, she can't be
closed.
They open.
How open are they?
Lord Jesus. I mean, if the legs open.
No.
He's slaying D.
No.
Oh my God. Oh,
good night, guys.
Okay, one of our guests, which is this Mr. Smooth OP, he stated that everything open.
What do OP mean?
Pass
operator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, smooth
only
operator.
That ever knew what it meant.
Past 3 a.m. is Walgreens and legs. Maisha stated that her legs are open.
No, I did not. What the fuck?
Why would she say that?
Okay.
Hey, Twan, did you have something to input on this regarding Maisha dating life? Do you think that, what is some good advice that you can give her for dating?
Well, then.
We need you to step over here so you can talk into the mic, sir.
No, thank you.
Ooh. Did he diss me a lot?
He did.
Checked you.
He dissed you.
Oh.
It's a
really
diss.
Not.
It's a diss.
I really not.
It's a husband diss.
That's not my husband.
Oh, yeah. You're not married to Overton. You look like Sinclair.
With the dreads.
Woo-hoo.
She irritated. Okay, come on, Nika.
He got the pledge. Come on, we got to get started because he going to kick us out soon.
Yeah, it is getting late. That's Mr.
Girl, shut up and do this podcast.
We only got 45 minutes. We had 30, so y'all better talk.
And we not paying for no more time.
Period.
Well, me personally, I like to...
Don't say what you like to do.
I like to get to know my person. Like, if y'all just got the time, the first date is always the time spent getting to know one another. Like, what that person like, what
how,
you
okay,
like,
how
you
do
expect.
I get to the first date? Y'all keep talking about the first date.
I just feel like you need to not be scared and shoot your shot. Ask them out. Ask them out for that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a woman or you're a man, who asks for the first date? Do the man ask for the first date or do the woman ask for the first date? What do you think, Des?
Personally, I mean, either one can ask for the first date. It doesn't matter who.
Is there, like, any kind of rules, do you think?
Like, for the new age, asking for a date is really not even ask for a date. It's just more just, like, you want to go somewhere or
we
just
go
get something to eat or, like,
do
you like, you know, like, stuff that you might like, he might like. So you got to kind of ask him, like, basketball, did you see
basically
that game?
Basically, find a common interest.
Y'all
want
to become friends before y'all become intimate anyway. So, like, you want to know that this is my role, dog. This is my friend. Like, before y'all become all intimate, you don't want to get straight to the point. You want to become his friend first.
So, like, going out on as buddy to buddy instead of, like, ask, let's go out on a date. We can go out as buddy to buddy. Like, let's go somewhere. Like, what do you like to do? Let's go to trap karaoke. We know one of your options, like the rap. Take them to trap karaoke.
That's my option. Yeah. I like to rap.
Nah, she Missy Elliott.
Y'all laughing? I do like to rap. That's I used to rap in high school. Y'all didn't know that about me?
Mm-hmm. Mm. So it's like you, like,
Tupac, my daddy. So
you want people to geek it up like it's a date, but in your head, you just going out with a friend. You know what I'm saying?
No, in my head, so it's like, a date.
But in your head, you gonna think it's
a date. In her head, it's my man. Period. You're my boyfriend, baby boy.
I mean. How did you get got? Me?
Yeah.
I was a young player. You had to get, you know what I mean?
Look at that leg.
Did he put the leg up? I'm dead.
I was just cool with everybody, so Nika just happened to be
one young thought.
We got to know each other. We kept seeing each other. It was just more of like
time to have sex.
It was more of like a, you know, like just everything happened for a reason. We just ended up landing to each other. Hey, that's just kind of what happened. She had to take my phone. I call a lot of my chicks.
Oh, you throwing shade, baby boy.
I said she didn't have to do
baby
that.
Boy, are you throwing shade?
Oh, that's what you did, sir.
Are you throwing shade?
That's what you did, sir.
Are you throwing shade?
If you take it personal.
Believe it or not, that's he was what in my phone did, board and I was in his phone.
Sir, that's what you did?
That's not what I did.
That's what you did, sir.
I got my man organically.
This is my man. Not your man. Don't call here again.
I got my man organically.
Baby girl.
I didn't need to do all that.
I think we should do a pepper party for my
excuse me?
What do that got to do with our podcast?
She's really good at that.
Like, at this point, she's off subject. We dismiss her. Like, who talks about a pamper party in the middle of a podcast? Y'all follow Shanika. Be driven to what? For?
Be driven. No, it's not no be driven. Driven to be fit 24.
The follow number me. 2.
Yeah.
And the number 4. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cause she real crazy. Y'all gonna
send her some Pampers, not no Huggies. Cause
I like
we don't wear those.
Huggies got too much perfume in there. My kids are prone to have eczema when they're born, so I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all send me them Pampers.
First of all, she only have one kid, so I'm trying to figure out why she put the S on kids.
Cause I'm having multiple. My husband gave me the room and said, let's have 5 more.
Oh my god. I'm make sure I'm not around.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Why are you always lying? What? This ain't your call.
This is a part of the show. We talk. Okay, so I'm sorry, guys.
She don't know.
Today we freestyling, so we all over the place because we wanted to be real, real and just talk about our conversation.
Episode 1.
So this is episode 1.
Episode 1.
And Maisha needs to talk about her segment of the show.
What was the word?
Which is
episode 1.
But y'all didn't say that. Y'all said episode. So
she always had a correct. Because
we on the app.
Oh, well, I like that.
You don't tell them what we on.
Fall in line. They don't give a fuck what we on. They just want to hear it.
Period. Okay, so we going to have Messy. Is today Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Monday. We're going to have Messy Maisha segment. What you hear
it's Sunday.
Today?
I can't do that on Sunday.
Not on the Lord Sunday. Today. Lord be with her.
Not on the Sabbath.
I mean, you can always pray after you do it.
Oh, we
but
got...
But I don't got nothing to be messy about today on Sunday.
I just want to talk about... Take a few moments to talk about our church service today.
After all
Linked
that.
Up Church. Pastor Dre.
Let's ask each other what we learned.
She definitely... She was teaching today, and she definitely talked about a few things that was amazing that we learned from it. We go to Linked Up Church in
Powder Springs,
Georgia. So if you don't have a church home and you're in the Atlanta area, make sure you guys come visit us.
After all that time.
Listen, nobody's perfect. So as long as God forgive us, we can forgive each other. Amen.
I don't want no rocks
crying out for me.
No rocks.
I don't want no rocks.
No rocks.
Crying out for me.
Okay, that was it.
I,
Mr. Brown, do you have anything to say while you coming over here with that water?
Do you have any closing arguments?
He finna start. He already started.
No. Nothing to say? We need you, brother. We would like your input.
My question is, why do black people always celebrate Cinco de Mayo with margaritas and tacos? That is not what Cinco de Mayo is all
that's,
about.
That's what exactly we what you do. Just did.
I ain't sure you cooked.
That is what we want to do.
That's exactly what you just did.
Our though. Holiday Cinco de Mayo is with margaritas and tacos. That's what our holiday is.
You know what?
Just like our St. Patrick's Day, we eat cabbage and we drink liquor. We celebrate all of them.
Okay, I'm going to take a few moments to plug businesses at this time.
No, you're not.
Shout out to all the black businesses.
We're
going to shout out to My Productions. Okay, follow them on Instagram. Yeah, I bet.
We can do that.
Thought you would shut up. MI Productions.
Picture, get your pictures here.
We're going to shout out to Herbalife. Make sure y'all follow Driven to Be Fit 24. And Together Making Greatness. You know, they are out here changing
squats,
lives.
No shots.
I definitely lost 40 pounds when I first started Herbalife. And I'm constantly losing, maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Health is wealth. So make sure y'all listen.
Inches.
Period. I want to shout out to Bernard, who is a real estate agent in the Metro Atlanta area.
Shout out to T.I.
He's definitely slanging those houses.
Oh, he been here for the whole ride. Expeditiously.
And we have our crazy co-host, Shanika.
I'm your co-host.
Who said, shout out to T.I. for expeditiously slanging the D.
No, for sure. That's exposing us to that.
On the shade room today.
Then I got to get my clothes out the dryer.
Well, I see you at 3,000. 3,000. You almost at 31. You got four more people, 331. You sure
not,
Mr. Junior?
Hakuna Matata. It means no worries. Do you guys have any closing remarks before we end?
Come downstairs, baby.
Make sure y'all follow us and follow our podcast. Today was kind of, you know, stepping out on faith moments, being ourselves, being authentic, giving you the real, nothing rehearsed, everything we discuss. So catch our next episode coming soon. We'll have more content for you guys. We'll have paid promotions. We'll have all of the things that's good. Make sure you guys
we gonna be
up
in order next time. I don't know all that stuff she naming. We just gonna have order. This our first time. So, we got denim in the background talking about mommy. We need to get her out of here. But she did go pee on the potty today. So, long as y'all know that.
And then we got AJ coming down the stairs saying, mommy. So, we all mothers and, you know.
My son kid not coming. Here, though. He disciplined better than these kids.
Don't listen to her. He bad just like them. So, here come my son saying, mommy. I'm going to let him drop some ones and twos for y'all. Yes, AJ.
Shithead. See, he said shithead.
He didn't say that. He's not that type of kid. He hit his head. Let me kiss it, boo boo. Let me kiss it.
Oh my god, this is not supposed to be included on our episode.
Let me kiss it.
That shit in her head. Biggest kiss. Get him, go
see. Okay, guys, we'll be getting back in touch with you guys next week with our second episode. Make sure you follow us on social media. Make sure you email any comments, any questions, any concerns to myproductions@yahoo.com. miproductions@yahoo.com. And that will conclude our first segment of TMI with Tina,
Maisha,
and Nika Nick. It's been real.
Good night.